Good morning. A cool front continues to gradually slide through interior New York and New England from northeast to southwest. The wind flow around the backside of this front is out of the northeast, and temperatures are decidedly cooler, already down in the lower 40s in parts of central and northern Vermont, while staying in the 60s overnight across parts of the Catskills and Mohawk Valley. Also, along this front, we have a few scattered showers around and plenty of clouds for everyone. So that's how we're starting the day across the region. And as that front continues to make progress through the area from north to south, everyone will pick up that northeasterly breeze. This will leave most of New England and parts of northern New York in the middle 50s for afternoon highs today, with lots of clouds and scattered showers in the afternoon. Central parts of the region, let's say roughly along I-90 in New York State, will be in the upper 50s and lower 60s, while the Mohawk Valley and Catskill region will be in the lower to mid-60s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, a lot of the clouds will tend to break up, and readings will drop back into the lower to mid-40s as some cooler air continues to flow in. A nice rebound tomorrow. Still a wind flow off of the ocean, but a more southerly trajectory will allow readings to push into the upper 60s to around 70 degrees on average, with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Then the next front will head our way during the day on Friday. And with that front making an approach, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms develop and temperatures in the lower 70s. Still a leftover shower or storm on Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s before pushing it into the upper 70s on Sunday as a big ridge of high pressure builds in from the middle of the country with a mostly sunny sky. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Montana and western North Dakota, and also a slight risk of severe storms across southern Louisiana. A surface low will steadily develop across northeastern Montana this afternoon. While moisture gradually increases in this region, it'll contribute to ample instability. Owing to increased forcing for ascent and weakening inhibition, initially high base storms should develop across central Montana this afternoon in the presence of 40 knots of effective shear and subsequently spread into northern and eastern Montana by early evening. Large hail and damaging winds aside, a tornado risk will exist, especially by early evening, as moisture and a low-level jet stream increase. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 41 degrees, with a west wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 51, 81% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches, and it is currently falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s, Boston cloudy and cool with a chance of showers in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature, 75, that's 13 degrees above normal. There was 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday. For the month now, 2.29 inches and 13.24 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 91, set in 1911, and the record low, 33, in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:23 p.m., 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and much cooler today, with scattered showers and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clouds early, then clearing tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and much cooler with scattered showers today in the upper 50s and lower 60s. mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and much cooler with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and much cooler today with scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and much cooler with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder near 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, just the risk of a shower or storm, lower 70s. Upper 70s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. And scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday and Tuesday of next week, upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.